Hey, Todd. Todd, can you hear this?
Go real slow. Hey, look, we got lines on there. You know, I've been wanting to put a circle in here.
What?
I want to put a circle here.
You want a circle?
I want to put a circle there somehow or another.
All right.
Yeah. You know, so for Jan, we could call it the Grand Ole Opry Circle.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
Morning.
It's good to see each and every one out. Hey, if you didn't get a chance, please grab a bulletin that's got all the information in it. I'm not going to take time to read through everything that's happening, But the most recent thing coming up will be our Christmas dinner on Saturday. So we're having gospel jam at 6 to 8. We're going to eat before jam, so we're changing things around a little bit. This is also going to be our Christmas dinner, so we encourage all the church to come out at 5 o'clock this Saturday, coming Saturday, for our Christmas dinner together. And then we'll have Christmas carols and Christmas songs. And we'll just have a wonderful time in the house of the Lord. So that's next Saturday at 5 o'clock. Come out and be part of that. If you'd like to bring something, there is a sign-up sheet out there in the fellowship area, right up here in the foyer area. So please remember that. We also have Lottie Moon that we're taking up offerings. There's also, maybe you don't know the story about Lottie Moon. There's a bio of her, basically what Lottie Moon was all about. She was a missionary to China. And when she went to China, she gave her whole life to missions. And right at the end of her life, Americans would send her money and food, but she would take the food and give it to the Chinese people who were starving to death. And she basically starved herself to death. And whenever she came back, she died in China and was carried back across to the United States in a boat. And at the time of her death, she only weighed 80 pounds. And they said everything that she owned was put in a little box because she gave everything away. And that's why our Christmas missionary offering is named after her. She was a tremendous missionary. And we're supporting missionaries all over the world. And so the Lottie Moon Christmas offering goes to the missionaries. 100% of that goes to them. And it makes up about half of the budget for the year for our missionaries. And so we have a national budget of around $100 million, something like that. I'm not exactly sure what that is this year. I haven't seen the statistics, but usually it's between $85 and $100 million a year. And we support over 5,000 missionaries all over the world. And so God has blessed us, and so we can be part of that. There's envelopes. If you just put your offering in the envelope, we'll keep it separate. And we'll make a check to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering at the end of January, which is the last day that we would collect for that, okay? So if you'd like to give, please do for our missionaries. At that being said, let's go to the Lord in prayer. You got all your team? Almost? All right. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up in prayer. John, would you open us up in a word of prayer, please? Amen. All right.
Okay, I just want to say, too, on Saturday, we have a very famous personality coming as a special appearance. That's all I'm going to say. You don't want to miss it. Okay, this first song is a new song, and I'm going to need you to stand up. And did not Pastor say that we have to start doing worship a little more enthusiastically?
Yes.
All right, so guys, stand up. And if you want to participate, we got hand motions. So the chorus is, glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. Do it again. Hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. All right. Take it away, Doug.
Yeah.
yourselves a hand. How'd we do, Pastor? We're going to do an old hymn called Send the Light. I don't know if you guys know it or not. It's easy and it's kind of fun. There's a calm, calm dreaming o'er the restless face. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel.
Forgot to take out them other verses in this one, so I'll just stop after three.
Okay. Since Jesus came into my life. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul which for so long I have sought. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows flow. Since Jesus came into my heart, from my wandering and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Jesus came into my heart, and no dark clouds of doubt now my
since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Yeah. Okay, who's ready to go to glory land? Yeah, me too.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed
Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed
be your name when the sun's shining down on me. When the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on a road marked with suffering, with the pain and the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out of, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. Heart will choose to say, oh Lord, blessed be your name. Name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name.
Bless his holy name, for he has done great things for us. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving day. I'm sure we all have expressed that. I had a time of thankfulness and family and food and just everything that God's done for us. And so we're blessed today to be in his house and to worship him. At this time, I'm going to ask the ushers if they would to come forward, and we'll take up this morning's offering. A.L., would you ask the blessing, please?
Lord God, our gracious Heavenly Father, it's good to be in your house this morning, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for the ones that are here, and we pray, Lord, that you be the one with the ones that didn't make it today, Lord. We just thank you, Father, that we could have the right to come out and serve you, Lord. We just want to praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for the offering. We thank you for the healing and the gift, Lord, because it will be you to serve you too. We want to praise you and serve you.
Amen.
Here we go.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin. And open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done. And
Susan, can you move that back for Tim?
Well, this is the heart of Christmas. Amen? Amen. We want to thank everybody who came out yesterday to help us decorate the church and to get it looking like Christmas. I told everyone the only requirement I have is that when you open the front door, it says Christmas, okay? Because I love Christmas, and I like to go into places where it is decorated for Christmas. I'll never forget the Christmas day coming over and visiting Jeremiah in that hospital. That hospital was beautiful, decorated. I even went to the administrator and said, your hospital wins the contest. It is so beautiful. And yesterday we were over, or Friday we were at Bethesda North visiting Bill in the hospital. And as we were coming in, they had people dressed up as elves and stuff, and they were decorating the hospital there at Bethesda North, and it was looking really good as we were leaving. So for those who came in and yesterday and helped decorate, thank you so much for doing that. And we have a little bit more to do to get ready for next Saturday, so please put it on your calendar. Please do not miss Gospel Jam next week and our Christmas dinner. We'll have a wonderful time in the house of the Lord. We also want to make mention that Brother Joe's still feeling pretty sick. He's not able to be here. He said that if he doesn't come to church, Tim's going to be mad, right? And I'm not mad at him. I just wish he could come. But I'm thankful that he's holding on. He's doing as well as to be expected. Bill yesterday had surgery. They did find a tear in his small intestines. They had given him 3 pints of blood over last week. And he was doing really, really bad. He was in Bethesda North, still in Bethesda North. And so hopefully he'll be able to get out here in a couple of days. Patsy is on her way home from Florida. And so she was away during this time. So let's pray for her. She's hoping to get back home today, this afternoon, and then get over to the hospital. And then also Brother Gene has surgery on his hand on Monday. And he was doing well on Wednesday. So he's recovering quite well. And so we're thankful for that. Hey, we're going to start a sermon series called And His Name Shall Be Called. And so we're going to be looking at Isaiah chapter 9, a very familiar scripture for Christmas time. And if you got your Bible, raise it up. Amen. The online Bibles are going to go away. The Word of God and printed copy is going to be very valuable here in the very near future. And so if you have your copy of the Bible, please turn to Isaiah chapter 9. We're going to read just 2 verses, and we're going to be reading verses 6 and 7. And if you found your place in the Word of God, please stand as we would honor the reading of God's holy word. And his name shall be called. So starting in verse 6, the Word of God says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Amen? Aren't you thankful that God gave us His Son? And the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of His government and peace shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon His kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice, and henceforth, even forever, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Aren't you thankful for the zeal of the Lord? The Lord has His hand in everything that happens. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come to You and we thank You for the names. And Lord, as the praise song so eloquently spoke, blessed be Your name. Father, there are so many names that we can call You by. We could call You our friend. We could call You our Savior. We could call You our God. And Lord, by many, many names we call upon You. But there's only one name. There's only one name given under heaven whereby a man can be saved. And that name is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world. And so, Father, we worship You today. We worship the Son and the Spirit today. I pray that the Holy Spirit would come and fall on us and help us during this moment of worship. And we'll never fail to praise You and glorify You. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And they shall call His name. And so the very first name that we want to look at today is Wonderful. So if you're wondering what the next 4 weeks' sermon titles are going to be, just look where we are today and where we'll go throughout this month. And so basically we have His name shall be called. And today we're going to look at Wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. You know, there's much more to a name than just having a name. Did you realize that? You know how important it is in naming a baby? You know, do you give it any, when you are having, a baby, do you think about that? Do you toss out a bunch of names, And, there's some people that doesn't give it a thought, and they go in, the husband and wife goes into the hospital, the wife gets the baby, and it's kind of like the first thing that comes to their mind is what the baby is. That's why, you have some friends and their names are like, what? But there's sometimes that we give a lot of meaning and there's a lot of preparation to giving to the names. And I believe that's true with God. God was really thinking a lot about the name of Jesus. And so here, Isaiah prophesied that a son would be given. A son was going to come, and a son was going to be given, and they were going to call His name Wonderful. And so I was thinking about the biblical meanings of our names. Anybody look up your biblical meaning of your names? We all have a biblical meaning for our names. And so I looked up Timothy, and the biblical meaning of Timothy is honoring God. Okay? And I thought that's pretty cool, but my mom did not name me Timothy. For some reason, for whatever reason, I don't know what it was, but she put on the birth certificate, Timmy. All right? So I'm Timmy. I've been Timmy my whole life. I'm little Timmy. I even thought about changing my name to Timothy, but then I started signing my name Timothy, and then I was thinking, wait a minute, that might be against the law, if that's not my legal name. My legal name was on my birth certificate given by my mother. And for whatever reason, my mother wanted me to be called Timmy, which is part of Timothy, which means honoring God. And maybe I'm hoping that's why she decided to name me Timothy, because she dedicated me to the Lord, as many of us do to our children. We dedicate our children to the Lord, right? And we want our Lord to be honored. Susan, you got a biblical name. You're shaking your head there. What is your biblical name? I'll see if it matches. Yes, very good. It comes from the Hebrew word shananah or something like that, which means the lily of the valley. The lily of the valley. So yes, that is your biblical name. You should look up what your biblical name is and see why you should represent God that way. John, you know, you have a biblical meaning, and the biblical meaning is John the Baptist. That's not it. That was in the Bible. Yeah, so it's not John the Baptist. You know, we know that John, the cousin of Jesus, was John the Baptist because he was a baptizer. But John actually means grace by God. Grace by God. So there are significant meanings to your name. And your name matters. Matter of fact, your name matters so much to God that God wants your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you really have a big problem. As we've been studying in Revelation and been studying about the books and those whose names were written in the Book of Life, meaning everyone who's born, there's that book, and they'll be judged according to that book. And then there's those whose names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, you remember that old song, "Please search the book again"? I thought my name was there. I went to church every Sunday, and I even knelt in prayer, "Oh, please search the book again. Please don't let me go." And so there is significance in your name. I would say that here we want to look at, "And his name shall be called Wonderful." And I would say that all of our grandchildren are wonderful. Amen? We could call all of our grandchildren wonderful most of the time. Amen? And so we started looking at the word wonderful, and there's a lot of different meanings on that word. If you look at the synonyms, I think it's called, synonyms, thank you. And so there's like all kinds of different words, which means wonderful. And so some of them really stood out to me. Marvelous, amazing, astonishing, miraculous, surprising, incredible. You know, it almost starts looking like a superhero, doesn't it? And stunning, admirable, awesome, brilliant, excellent, just to name a few. Wonderful means, basically, if you look that up in a dictionary, wonderful means excellent or great or marvelous. It's inspiring delight. It's pleasure. And it's extremely good and marvelous. So the word marvelous kept coming up in my word searches as I was looking at the word wonderful. And so the Bible says that he shall be called wonderful. And so to top off the list, the very first name that Isaiah uses is wonderful. And so I'm wondering if the prophets never did anything by accident. The prophets did everything according to the Word of God and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And so everything is penned in there. So a lot of people put together a wonderful counselor. But really, there's two different names here, you know. So if you see that wonderful counselor, because the next three names after counselor are two words, an adjective and a noun, of the Son that was going to be given, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But the word wonderful and counselor were actually meant to be separated, okay? And you know how I know that? Because my first message today was going to be wonderful counselor until I started getting into the Bible and started looking at some things, and I realized that they were two different ones. And so that's why I started this sermon series today, because if you don't know it, there's 5 weeks till Christmas, so you need to get busy on your Christmas shopping, right? You only got 5 weeks to go, and so we have 5 names that we're going to be looking at. And so the very first one is, everything about Jesus is wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Everything about Jesus is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, right. And it's really true. Everything about Jesus is wonderful. When we look at the Song of Moses in Exodus chapter 15 and verses 11, it says, "Who is likened unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? And who is like thee, glorious in holiness, and fearful in praise, doing wonders? And so our God is a wonderful God. Our God is the only God. The Bible tells us, thou shalt have no other gods before you. And that we know that He is the only God, right? We know that Muhammad is dead in the grave, right? His body is in the grave. But we know there's only one God who rose from the dead, and His name is wonderful. His name is Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that I'm serving one who's alive today. I'm thankful that I'm serving Jesus, who is still touching people today. He still touches us. And it's because He's alive, and it's because He is wonderful. Amen?
Praise the Lord.
So today, wonderful means excellence. And so we know that God is excellent. Jesus was excellent. And so when we think about the virgin birth, made that possible. Without the virgin birth, that could not be possible for Jesus to be called wonderful, which is a root of excellence, without the virgin birth. That's why they try to get rid of the virgin birth. If you can get rid of the virgin birth, you can get rid of the holiness of God. You can get rid of the excellence of God. And so we know that that wonderful, the excellence of God came because of the virgin birth, was made it possible for us to know that Jesus was perfect and that He was excellent. He who knew no sin was made sin for us. He was the Lamb that was without blot or blemish, the Bible says. He was the great sacrifice that was offered up to God for, on our behalf. And so we could see that He was excellent in His holiness. You know, there was nothing unholy about Jesus because He was wonderful in His holiness. He never sinned. Even though He was the God-man, He was tempted just like we were, the Bible says, but He sinned not. And so He was perfect, and He was holy. He was excellent in His teachings, amen? I love reading the scriptures, and you find the conversations that Jesus would find Himself in, and a lot of times they would try to trip Him up, and they would try to give Him a question, thinking that they might trip Him up, and Jesus would just give them back another question. You know, and you know, Father, who, you know, tell us, Jesus, who did sin? Did He sin or did His parents sin because He was made born blind? Remember that one? And He astonished them, which is another word for wonderful, is He astonished them with His teaching that He gave back. And He said, neither one of them sinned that He was born blind, but He was born blind, that the glory of God might be manifested among you so that you might believe. And He walked over to blind Bartimaeus and He healed him right on the spot. Amen. And so we could see that He was wonderful because of His excellence. His words, the Bible many times would say, and they astonished, they were astonished at His words, because He taught not like the scribes or the Pharisees. He taught in parables. He brought it down to our level. So one of the things that we need to make sure we do when we're witnessing the people is get it down to their level, right? Amen. Sometimes if we start using the big religious words, we'll lose people. I had a professor tell me in the preaching school, you know, preach to the seventh graders, and then you'll probably reach everybody, okay? Not that I'm saying that some, because we know there's a lot of smart people in here, but not to say that in a bad way, but let's make it where we can understand. And that's what Jesus did. He astonished them with His words. He was wonderful because the way that He taught. We also know that He fulfilled all of the law. He was wonderful by being able to fulfill all the law. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And what He was meaning was is that I fulfilled all of the law. There's nothing left for me to do. I have I've done it. I've kept the perfect commandments of God. I've done everything that the Father has sent me to do. And now my work on earth is finished. Amen. And then he gave up the ghost and he died for us because his work was finished. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so he finished the work and he gave himself for us. He was excellent. He was excellent. He was wonderful in his obedience to the Father. Everything that the Father said, he did. He was wonderful in excellence and holiness. We also know that Jesus is wonderful in his greatness. See, out of nothing, he created the world
by his word.
He spoke it into existence.
Amen.
Amen. Out of nothing. And the Bible tells us in John that there wasn't anything made that was made that wasn't made by him. Meaning that everything was created because of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. He was great. He is wonderful because of his greatness. He was just able to say stars and there were stars. He was able to say water and there was water. He was able to say animals and there was animals. And he was able to say your name and create you. Because I don't believe for a minute that God didn't know you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. I still believe in Psalms 139. And we are fearfully made by God.
Yeah.
And God spoke you into existence.
Yeah.
When he created you. What a wonderful God. I believe that Jesus was wonderful in his greatness because he could cast out demons. And he cast out demons by his
word.
He just said, get behind me, Satan. He would just say to those that were troubled, who were demon-possessed, those who had their arms bound, and they would break those bonds, and they would cut themselves, and they were out of control, and everybody was scared of them. You know what? There's a lot of people today that I'm scared of, and I believe that they're demon-possessed. Sometimes we put the wrong label on them. Amen? But I can tell you this, Jesus was wonderful in his greatness because he was able to say, get out of him.
Yes.
And he cast out the demons. He was able to heal the sick. Anybody believe that God still heals today?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know what I say is that God doesn't answer all of our prayers for healing. But here's what I do know. I know that for the believers in Jesus Christ who are called by his name are healed 100% when they close their eyes in death and go up to glory. Amen. And so sometimes we pray for healing on this side of eternity when we maybe sometimes should be praying for healing on the other side of eternity. I heard a pastor one time, I was out visiting when we were praying for one of the saints of the church getting ready to pass away. And I was in training, I guess you might say, right? And so I was out with the pastor and we just went over there and we were praying, and he prayed that God would just take her home. God, you just take, I won't even say the name, but I won't say who the preacher was, but so you just take them home. You just take her on home. And we didn't much get back home until he got a call that she had passed. And I looked over at him and I said, you know what, I'm a little puzzled. I said, that's the first time that's ever happened to me. And we go to someone to pray for someone that God would heal them. But instead of that, we prayed that God would just take them on home. And he said, but she was healed perfectly. And God knew what he was doing. So let's not get confused. We're not the ones that are great. He is great. He knows what to do. He knows what time it is. He knows what he wants to do in the life of the individuals. And listen, I don't like it when we lose our saints. I don't. I don't like it at all, but I am so thankful that 100% of our saints are healed in heaven.
Amen.
According to his word. I got the white one up. By his word. Jesus still heals today. Jesus still calms the storms today. You know, he's on the boat and they're all afraid that they're going to die and the waves and the winds are beating the boat and he's asleep and they cry out, don't you even care, as you mentioned today, don't you even care that we're going to perish? And Jesus, just by his word, says, wind be still, peace be still. And the storms went away. I like the other one, the other story about the storms that he calmed. That they were in the middle of the boat and the boat was going all over the place and Jesus comes walking across the water. I like that story a lot.
Amen.
I like that because he is great. He is able to walk on water. He is wonderful because he is able to do supernatural things that never took place before. And the disciples are in the boat and they are scared to death because Jesus walked past them and was going to the other side. And the scriptures tell us that he did so because he already knew what he was going to do.
Amen.
And they cry out to him and they were scared. Listen, Jesus already knows what he wants to do. That's why he's called Wonderful. And he called that storm. He got in the boat and it just ceased. Maybe you're going through a storm today. You just need a storm to cease. He still calms the storms. Amen?
Yes.
He can calm you. There's nothing like being calmed by the hand of God. He walked on the water and he also claimed to be the living water. Amen? I don't know about you, but whoever can walk on water and says they are living water, I think I'm going to believe them. Amen? And so he is living water. He's wonderful. He's excellent. He is excellent. And because of his wonderful and his greatness. And then I look at the word marvelous. Jesus was marvelous in his love. That's why he's called Wonderful. It's because of his greatness, because of his excellence, and because of his marvelous and his love. Sometimes it's hard to put it into words, hard to understand. You know, I was sitting there yesterday afternoon, and I was looking at this, and I pinned this down, and I even wrote this. It says, it's hard to understand at times. It's hard to understand at times, isn't it? It's hard to understand how much God loves us. And I wish that I could put my mind around it. And sometimes I just can't. I can't finally get it sometimes. And then the Lord put this on my heart. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When the ransom in glory his face at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Sometimes we just gotta sing it. Isn't it wonderful when you think about how marvelous he is? The Bible says no greater love has no man than one who would lay down his life for his friends. Please let us always be thankful for our military, our first responders, and our police officers, and those doctors and nurses who work so diligently, even on Thanksgiving Day, right? They never get a day off. And so no greater love has he that willing to lay down his life. And I looked at this and I was thinking about how marvelous his love is that he always accepts me who I am. That's why we sing Just As I Am. No matter what we've done, no matter where we've been, no matter how far away we get, he accepts us just as we are. We can never outrun where God's love can reach. We can never go too deep away from God and not find a treasure of his love. And he'll never take away our free will being. See, God could have created us. He could have created us like the angels, where we spend 24/7 doing nothing but praising God. But instead, he created us with a free will. And that free will is really, really important. Because what it says is this: I love Jesus because I want to, not because I have to. I used to go to church when I lived in my mama's home because I had to. But now I go to church because I want to. I love Jesus not because I have to, because I want to. Because I know and I have experienced his excellence. I've experienced his holiness. And I experienced his marvelous love for me. And how can we turn a cheek away from that? Jesus won't fail you. If Jesus saves you, he won't lose you. And if Jesus won't fail to keep his promises. And one of the things that I read right at the end as I was preparing this message was that he's always at work in his church. Aren't you thankful for that? He's always working in the church. So I think it's, we're quick to count the church out, right? We're quick to say this church is not, or this that church, or churches in general, the culture today. Well, let me tell you what the culture is today. It still belongs to Jesus, the church concert. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. So Susan, as you lead worship in this church, you follow what God wants you to do, and you do it in the way God wants you to do, and we'll just praise the Lord when we come together. Because his name is wonderful, and we need to experience that. Is Jesus wonderful to you today? That's the question. Tammy, I'm going to ask you to come, and Tammy's is recovering from surgery, so if it's too hard for us, we're just going to sing a cappella. We're going to sing Just As I Am as we stand and sing.
What are you singing?
Just As I Am.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was supposed to tell you earlier and I forgot.
Oh.
plan today. Does anybody have any words they'd like to share before we come to a close? Else.
I ask that you lift my mom up in prayer. I found out yesterday or the day before that she's going to be flying back on the 28th of December for a doctor's appointment in Columbus. And she has an aneurysm that they've been watching, and it's getting a little bit bigger. But she's not concerned about it, but I just ask that you lift her up in prayer and that God will take care of her, because we know He can answer prayer.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Yep. We got a praise report over here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Gene had his surgery last Wednesday. He jumped into surgery. It took a little longer than they expected. They got the tumor out. They had to remove about a foot of intestines. But he still is battling right now.
Amen.
He's in
Janes. OSU, then Janes Center up there.
Yeah.
One of the best hospitals around. And God
Amen.
Has pulled him through the surgery. Now we just need to keep praying that He brings Amen. Him through the recovery.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? If not, Dan, would you dismiss us in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you.